Hello friends, now we are going to see chapter 16. This chapter deals with discharge from liability on all promissory notes, bills of exchange and checks, that is discharge from the liability on all negotiable instruments. How does a party get discharged? And what is this discharge? What does it mean? See, we say that an instrument is said to be discharged when all the rights under that instrument are extinguished. All the rights are gone, totally stopped. Or it ceases to be a negotiable instrument. Any negotiable instrument can be negotiated, transferred, endorsed, delivered to somebody else. Now that negotiability is stopped. So it ceases to be negotiable. Even a holder in due course cannot ask for any payment under that instrument. So he does not get any right under that instrument. In all these three cases, we say that the instrument is discharged. That is one, the payment is made already, or that is why the rights are extinguished, or it ceases to be a negotiable instrument, or even a holder in due course cannot get any right under it. See, an instrument is discharged when the party primarily and ultimately, the first party and the last party liable on the instrument, they are freed from the liability. We say that a person is discharged when he has no rights or liabilities left behind. Means he is totally free now. He does not have any moral obligations or responsibilities to fulfill. Now, what are the responsibilities for a negotiable instrument? See, a negotiable instrument is a contract. A maker, the drawer, enters into a contract with somebody to make payment to somebody else. So, this contract, when it is fulfilled, he is not discharged. He doesn't have any more liability to perform. He doesn't have any requirements to be fulfilled. So the party gets discharged. The same thing we say here, under the negotiable instrument, the person gets discharged when the rights under the instrument are extinguished, it ceases to be a negotiable instrument, and even a holder in due course does not get any right under it. So an instrument is discharged when the party primarily and ultimately liable on the instrument is free from the liability. Means he has no more liabilities or responsibilities to perform. Now, discharge of a party to an instrument does not discharge the instrument itself. The party has fulfilled his obligations, he has completed his responsibilities, so now he is discharged. But the instrument continues to remain valid. Wo chhut gaya, par wo instrument to hai. That instrument can bind somebody else. So that is why it says this Negotiable Instrument Act, it states that the discharge of a party to an instrument does not discharge the instrument itself. The instrument continues to remain valid. Hence, the holder in due course can proceed against some other party who is not yet discharged for payment of the instrument. The maker of the instrument is discharged, or maybe the drawee is discharged, but the acceptor may continue to remain liable. So the holder in due course can proceed against the acceptor. Now this implies that although the parties to a negotiable instrument are free from any liability, even then the instrument remains in force, and maybe some one party, some faraway connection to the instrument, he can be held responsible, and the holder in due course can demand payment from that party. Now you see, when do you really say that the parties are discharged from their liabilities? The parties to a negotiable instrument are discharged from their liabilities when the right of action on the instrument is extinguished. When do you say that the person is discharged from his responsibility? When he has fulfilled the responsibility or he is made free. Yare bhaiya, tumko kuch karna nahi hai, jao tum. Humne chhod diya aapko. So then he becomes free, or he has already done the job. And so he has fulfilled his obligations, now he is free. So there are various possibilities. It is not just one single way of getting discharged. So, the party to a negotiable instrument, they are discharged from their liabilities when the right of action on that instrument is extinguished. Somebody else cannot come and tell ki you did not do this, so I am going to take action against you. Because either he has already done the job or he has been made free. So, when a party, a holder cannot question the party to the instrument, the maker, the drawer, drawee, whosoever, he has no right of action, then we say that those people are discharged. This is possible in the following cases. First, prima facie, discharge will come when payment is made in due course. When the payer, the drawee or the acceptor makes payment of the check, of the bill of exchange or the promissory note, he is discharged. But the payment has to be payment in due course, not just any payment to any wrong person or part payment or whatever. So, it has to be payment in due course. The parties who have primary liability on the instrument are discharged from liability if that instrument is a bearer document and or it is endorsed in blank and the payment made is payment in due course. See, when it is an order instrument, the payment is necessarily made to the order of the person who is mentioned in that instrument. When it comes to a bearer instrument, the payment is made to the holder of the instrument, whosoever is the bearer, the holder, and payment is made in due course. We have already seen what is payment in due course. So, if the payment is made in due course in the proper manner by establishing the fact that he is the person who is entitled to get the payment. So, if the payment is made in due course in good faith without negligence to a person who is entitled to receive that amount, if the payment is made in that manner to the bearer, even whether it is a bearer document or order document, but if it is made to the correct person, the person who is demanding payment, and that person is entitled to demand the payment, he is entitled to receive the payment, and if the payer, the drawee, he makes the payment in due course, that party is discharged. He has done a good job, he has done his role perfectly, now he is discharged from the liabilities. No one can question him ki aise kaise payment kar diya. They cannot question because he has done the correct job. He has made the payment in the proper manner, the way it should have been done, and that is why it is a payment in due course. So, whenever somebody makes payment in due course, he is discharged from any liability. No one can question his action. No one can subsequently file any suit against him ki you did not do the correct thing, because he has done the correct job. He has made the payment in due course. Now, second case, when can the party to an instrument be discharged from liability? By cancellation of the acceptor or endorser's name. If I am holding an instrument in my hand and I find that there are three people who have endorsed it before me, so what I do, I said, array A, B, C, three people have endorsed it, A or B ko chhod do, sirf C ko main pakdungi. So, if I remove A and B's signature, I say I do not want to question them, they have done the job, they have made the payment, now I am responsible, my dealings are only with C. So, I am going to hold only C responsible, then I cancel A and B signature. In that case, those people are discharged. A and B are totally discharged. So, if a holder cancels the acceptor's or endorser's signature with the intention to discharge them from their liability, then both the maker and the acceptor are discharged from their liability to the holder. I cancel the signatures of two endorsers, or I cancel the signature of the acceptor, the drawee, and I say, no, I am not interested in holding you responsible, I do not want payment from you, I am going to take payment only from Mr. C. So, A and B signature, the acceptor signature, endorser signature, I remove. Then A and B are discharged, the maker of the instrument is discharged, the acceptor, they are all discharged from their liabilities. Those endorsers whose signature I have removed, the acceptor and the maker, since I have removed their signatures, they are discharged from their liabilities. because I want to hold only one person responsible, the one who dealt with me, and I want to keep his liability open. So I remove the liabilities of the other people, so they get discharged. By release, the holder of a negotiable instrument may release any of the parties by any method. Either he removes their signatures or he cancels and writes on that liability cancelled, or he makes a separate agreement. On a piece of paper, he prepares an agreement and writes, I hereby discharge the liability of Mr. A, Mr. B. Those people's liabilities are discharged. They are no more held responsible for payment under that instrument. They cannot be sued in the court because I have released them from their responsibilities, from their liabilities. So they are released. So this is expressly done, or it can be implied. I may release expressly right there, liability removed. I put two lines there and write, or I simply cancel, put two lines across the signature of A or B, and then I say, no, these people are released. So it can be expressed or it can be implied, but they are released by allowing more than 48 hours to the drawee for acceptance. See, a bill of exchange is drawn by the maker on a drawee for making payment to the payee. Now the drawee has to accept that, yes, I agree to pay, accept it. And when the bill is shown to him, he has to put his acceptance on the bill within 48 hours. If he is not doing so within 48 hours, it means that he is not accepting the liability. So when he is not accepting the liability, that means he is not honoring his commitment. The bill mentions, it's an unconditional order in writing, asking somebody to make payment to somebody. Now that somebody who has been asked to make the payment, if he says, no, I am not accepting, he is not giving his acceptance within 48 hours, then that means he has gone back on his responsibility. But suppose I, as a holder, I tell that person, अरे ठीक है 48 hours चलना ही करना और time ले लो, I am giving you 2 more days, और 2 दिन ले लो, 4 दिन ले लो, take another 2 days, take another 48 hours and give your acceptance. What am I doing? I am doing this, giving him extra time for acceptance. इसमें क्या होता है कि इसके पहले जो parties थे, यदि उनको पता नहीं, the maker of the bill, the drawer of the bill, he is not informed by the holder or the payee, okay, I have given him extra time for acceptance. Law says give him 48 hours for acceptance. But this fellow, the payee or the holder, he comes and tells him, drawee or time lelo. And that is not informed to the drawer of the bill, the drawer will get discharged. Because see, the drawer has drawn the bill on the drawee with the presumption that he will accept within 48 hours as per the law. बट यहाँ पे क्या हुआ, वो जो थर्ड पार्टी है जिसको पैसे मिलने हैं, वो आकर एक्सेप्टर को कहता है कि यू टेक सम मोर टाइम, एंड ही इज नॉट इन्फॉर्मिंग द ड्रॉअर दैट आई हैव गिवन हिम एक्स्ट्रा टाइम, द ड्रॉअर गेट्स डिस्चार्ज्ड. सो इफ अ होल्डर ऑफ अ बिल ऑफ एक्सचेंज अलाउज द ड्रॉई मोर देन 48 आवर्स टू डिसाइड वेदर टू एक्सेप्ट द बिल और नॉट, ऑल द प्रायर पार्टीज हु डोंट एग्री टू सच डिले विल बी डिस्चार्ज्ड फ्रॉम देयर लायबिलिटी. Either they have not been informed or they are informed but they don't agree. The drawer is told by the holder, see, I am giving him extra time. Usne abhi 48 hours mein accept nahi kiya, but I am giving him another 2 days. So let him give his acceptance in the extended period. But I am not agreeing. I am the drawer of the bill. Maine kaha ki no, I have issued the bill with the presumption that he is going to accept it immediately. If not today, tomorrow. But 48 hours से ज़्यादा तो देना ही नहीं चाहिए उसको time. ऐसे कैसे दे दिया आपने? I am not agreeing to it. If I say like that, then and if still the holder makes him accept after 48 hours, I get discharged. I will not be held liable because what happens? See, if the drawee does not pay to the payee can demand payment from the drawer. That is me. I have issued the bill on the drawee, asking him to pay to Mr. C. But Mr. C has given Mr. B extra time, but I am not agreeing to this. So now Mr. C can have no recourse to me. Normal circumstances, if B had accepted within 48 hours, and suppose on the due date B does not pay, C can demand payment from me. But now he cannot demand payment from me because I am discharged by this act where C has given extra time to B without my consent. I have not agreed to it. He does not inform me, or he informs me but I don't agree. In that case, no, I will be discharged. But suppose I also agree to the extension. 48 hours mein usne acceptance nahi diya, B ne. So C gives him another 24 hours or another 48 hours and tells B ki you can give the acceptance in another 24 or 48 hours. And I also agree to it. Then I will not be discharged. I continue to remain liable. So yahan pe B bhi liable hoga, A bhi liable hoga. A is discharged from liability only if A does not agree to the extension of time given for acceptance. Okay. So all the prior parties who don't agree to such delay will be discharged from their liability. See, normally the acceptor does not agree within 48 hours, the bill is to be treated as dishonored. So that is why the previous parties, you know, they are deprived of the chance to declare the bill as dishonored. If their consent is not taken, they get discharged only for this reason. Kyunki unko abhi ye bol nahi sakte ki bill is dishonored, because that C has given him extra time, B ko jyada time de diya accept karne ke liye. So the bill continues to remain in force and it cannot be treated to be dishonored. So that is why the prior parties are discharged from their liabilities. Discharge from liability can also happen when there is a qualified or limited acceptance. See, the drawee has to accept his liability. A bill of exchange is drawn for 5 lakhs rupees. Okay. So on the due date, the drawee has to pay to the payee rupees 5 lakhs. Ab jab acceptance ka sawal hai, the bill is presented to drawee for acceptance. Wo kehta hai ki nahi, I will accept only 2 lakhs out of 5 lakhs. So it is limited acceptance. Or there is a qualified acceptance. He puts conditions that I agree to pay the money provided C fulfills so and so obligation. He does so and so job for me. Or he gets married on so and so date. So that means indirectly he says, I am going to make the payment, I agree to make the payment, provided there are certain conditions fulfilled. Now those conditions which are mentioned by B while accepting, they are known as qualified acceptance. If he is accepting only part payment, it is limited acceptance. Or if he agrees that, okay, I will make the payment, par main yahan Bombay mein nahi karunga, main Kolkata mein payment karunga. This is again a qualified acceptance. So when he puts such conditions, the drawee puts conditions for accepting, the previous parties will get discharged. Because previous parties had not gone into these conditions. They had not thought of these conditions while preparing the bill of exchange. Abhi drawee kehta hai ki main ye payment karunga provided 1, 2, 3 ye conditions fulfill honge to. Ab ye conditions dalne ke liye bola kisne? Wo drawee khud apne man se conditions dal raha hai, to drawer chhut jayega. Drawer will not be held responsible. So not just the drawer, other prior parties are also discharged from their liabilities. So if a holder agrees to the qualified acceptance and the previous parties don't agree to it, then the previous parties are all discharged. The same is true even when the acceptance is for part payment of the sum or for payment at a different place or different time. Mr. B is agreeing, he is accepting the liability, but he is accepting only for part of the amount. He is not accepting for full payment. If he accepts for 2 lakhs and the payee agrees to it, then A is discharged. He is discharged from the entire responsibility. Bill is for 5 lakhs. This fellow is accepted for 2 lakhs and payee agrees to it. Then A is totally discharged, not even 2 lakhs. He is not responsible for anything. He is totally discharged. So same thing holds true even when the acceptance is for part payment or for payment at different place or payment at a different time. Due date is 3rd November. This fellow says I will make payment on 10th November. He is given qualified acceptance. Drawer is let off. Drawer is released from all his liabilities. He is discharged. If the prior parties subsequently agree to such qualified acceptance, then they will not be discharged. Aaj, drawer doesn't agree to be giving qualified acceptance. But after 1 week, C ne usko pata liya. Wo bolta hai, arre rehne do na, chalo, allow kar do. So, then subsequently, if the drawer, Mr. A, agrees to such qualified acceptance, then he remains liable along with B to C. So, C can definitely claim payment from B or A. A continues to remain liable on the instrument. He will not be discharged. There will be discharge from liability by payment. Earlier we said discharge by payment in due course. Now, there is payment in due course, but see, there is also an alteration in the instrument and that alteration is not clear. It is not visible. Even under normal circumstances, with due care and precaution, we are not able to make out that there has been a change, an alteration made in the instrument. If after due care, the person is making payment, then he is discharged from liability. If an instrument has alterations which are not apparently visible, now here apparently visible means it is not visible to the naked eye, it is not visible under normal circumstances with the normal working conditions. You can see through ultraviolet rays, even then you don't see the alteration because it's so nicely done. See, the amount is 6000. It has been changed to 60,000. 6,000 to change to 60,000 in words and figures, kya hota hai? Figures mein sirf ek zero add karna hai, words mein ty dalna hai. 6,000, 60,000. So, the alteration is done so nicely that no one can make out. Kaat peet nahi hai isme, sirf addition a gaya. But the amount is changed. Originally, the drawer was liable for 6,000, the drawee is liable for 6,000. And the pay is supposed to get 6,000, but pay ne amount change kar diya, 6,000 ko 60,000 kar diya. And the drawee, when he has to make the payment, he sees that everything is apparently okay. And with due care and precautions, in good faith and without negligence, he is making the payment of 60,000, he is discharged. Usko koi responsibility nahi hai, aage jaake drawer usko bol nahi sakta ki jyada payment kaise kar diya. So, if the payment is done, it is deemed to be a payment in due course because koi alteration jo tha wo pata hi nahi, dikhi nahi raha hai wo to. It's not apparent. In that case, the payment is deemed to be payment in due course and the payer is discharged from the liability. No one can question him, although payment might have gone to a wrong person because see, the amount check may be paid to Mr. B. Now, that B is changed very nicely to C and it is not visible. He has used some chemical for erasing B and he has put his name there, C. So, this way he has made the change in the name and the person who received the amount is a wrong person. But still, B, while making the payment, has gone through the entire instrument, sees that there is apparently no change, no alterations, and he makes payment in good faith without negligence after exercising due care. And this is treated as payment in due course, the drawee is relieved from his liability, he is discharged. By negotiation back, back negotiation. See, the instrument is already negotiated, a negotiated bill of exchange, it is taken back by the acceptor. A has drawn a bill on B asking him to pay to C. B has accepted. Okay, I'll pay on the due date. Uske baad wo C ko de diya. C ne D ke favor mein endorse kiya. D ne E ke favor mein endorse kiya. Now, the instrument is in the hands of E. Now, B, the drawee, he tells E, give the instrument back to me. So, he says, Now, E will endorse it in favor of B. E has received the instrument from D by due negotiation with endorsement. Now, E gives it back to B. He endorses it in favor of B. So, what has happened? The instrument has come back to the acceptor. Then all the parties are discharged from their liabilities. Now, the instrument has gone back to B. Now, B kisko payment karega? Khud ko. Who is supposed to pay under the bill? The drawee. The drawee is Mr. B. Now, the bill is duly endorsed back to B. That means B himself has to get the payment. Now, all other people are discharged. Now, B cannot demand payment from anyone else. Kyunki ye ek cycle ban gaya. There is a complete circle. B has endorsed it to C, C to D, D to E. Now, E has given it back to B. So, the circle is complete here. And there are no responsibilities or liabilities on the part of any other parties. The instrument is negotiated back to the acceptor. And this discharges all the other parties.